the mornings with Pat and Amy for August 11th, 2020. We've been away. Hope you've been well. On today's show, the teachers union says, let's push that whole school thing back a month. I missed a big meeting that I was not supposed to miss, and I'll tell you how I got out of it, although it was true. But first, we figured, you know, we'd update you on the weight loss journey that we're on. It's always about a journey. And the journey for Amy is the keto diet. How's that going, Amy?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I think it's difficult because I am definitely a sweets person. Mm-hmm. So that's been a little bit difficult. And I'm like dying for crunchy chips. And I haven't been perfect. I've definitely slipped up here and there. But I purchased those little strips that you can test your urine, basically, to see if you're in ketosis. And I haven't knocked myself completely out of it by slipping up here and there. So
wait, there's a strip? This is breaking news to me. So wait, where do you get this and what does it do?
Amazon, because that's where you get everything.
Valid. All right, so you go on Amazon and you put in pee strips. Like what, keto pee strips? Is that what you're searching for?
That's basically what would pop up. I think the brand name that I have is called Nurse Hattie.
Okay. So So you're peeing on a strip.
Yeah.
In the toilet, I'd imagine. And it tells you what? It tells you if you're in ketosis, meaning you're burning stuff.
It shows you, you know, with numbers, the ketones, what you have in ketones in your urine.
It sounds like something you'd read in Dianetics. Like it's,
what is that?
It sounds like something out of Scientology. Like, it sounds like this is your ketosis number
like,
to tell
there's
you
like, I don't know, five or six colors. There's negative. You've got trace amounts, small amounts, moderate amounts. Like,
I'm not trying to look. You look wonderful. I'm sure it's working for you. I'm happy. I'm going to admit, though, it sounds like witchcraft. Like, it sounds
there is
like,
nothing wrong with getting a little witchy woo woo now and then.
I mean, it just sounds not real. Like something out of Hocus Pocus. It really does. It's like if you pee on the strips, it tells you if you're losing weight or not. It's like, oh, really? It does?
Well, I can tell that I am. Like, I don't need the strips. But it's nice to see, like, how much can I get away with possibly, you know, cheating?
Right. I get it. All right. So that's working well for you. What does a meal look like for you these days on keto? Is it
sad? That's the other thing. I'm being super lazy about it as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not counting anything. Not really. I mean, like, I'll weigh stuff out and measure things out if I need it for recipes, but I'm not, like, counting stuff yet. So, for example, for breakfast, if I decide to eat breakfast, because I'm doing intermittent fasting usually for the morning.
Keto and intermittent fasting is a lot, man. Mm-hmm. All right.
My quote-unquote egg burrito, which is the egg is, you know, the wrap of the burrito, and then throw some salami and cream cheese in there. Or bacon.
Actually, I mean, that doesn't sound bad, to be honest with you, but like,
it's really not.
No, that's not a bad thing. Okay.
I've been doing a lot of salad and chicken, too, just because it's easy.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, if it's easy, you're more likely to do it, right? I mean, that's if you overcomplicate it, if you're cooking too much, you won't want to do that, right?
My girlfriend let me borrow a book called Dirty Lazy Keto.
Excellent.
So, yeah. I'm taking it easy until I see a plateau and then maybe be a little more committed about counting stuff. Mm-hmm. I made keto cheesecakes today. Little mini cheesecakes and don't make the face.
Out of what? Bacon.
No. Cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, cream cheese is
cream
keto.
Cream cheese. What else is in it?
No sugar, though.
No. Stevia.
Mm. Oh, stevia is good. Okay.
So, stevia, cream cheese, an egg, sour cream.
What's the crust?
The crust is pulverized walnuts and pecans.
Not going to lie, this doesn't sound bad.
Cinnamon and butter.
Actually, this sounds kind of good.
Oh my gosh. The crust smelled amazing when I was like browning it in the pan with the cinnamon. It's supposed to have sugar-free raspberry like preserves on top, but I didn't have the sugar-free, so I just left it off. I'm kind of wondering if that's what makes it, because I tried one and I was like, it's not like real cheesecake. It is, but it isn't.
Like, I can't imagine
The consistency is on point. Like, I did a good job. I'm pretty sure it came out exactly how it was supposed to, but I just didn't have that little extra zhuzh for the top.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had pizza last night, so.
Ooh.
It was great. And it was full of carbs and cheese. And yes, I pooped it out. And
I know.
It's been, I mean, I've been cutting back. I don't know if I've lost weight. I have no idea what year it is anymore, like I said, because of the kid. So it hasn't been bad, though. Pizza was the worst thing I ate this weekend. The rest of the weekend was okay. So I really can't complain too much. It could have been so much worse. And honestly, I can tell you right now, if I was not a vegetarian, I think I would do keto. Because I always liked meat. Like, I always liked it. And, I mean, it is delicious. I'm not stupid. And cheese is good. So I imagine that I would have told... Because I did Atkins once, and that was... It's similar. It's not the same, but it's similar in, the, yes. in that you're really not supposed to... And I did really well on it. Good for you. I'm glad that it's working for you. You look fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
Wow, thanks. And I had chicken wings for dinner, so you really can't beat that.
I miss chicken wings.
Unfortunately, they were breaded, which I was not anticipating. And I was like, oh, no, that's not. No, that's not. But I ate them anyway because we ordered them from Telly's and they were phenomenal.
One question. Taco Bell's thinking about coming out with wings. And I'm not making that up. Taco Bell may offer wings on their menu.
I don't eat at Taco Bell anyway, so I don't know.
You wouldn't do that anyway?
I've had Taco Bell once in my entire life.
How have you had Taco Bell once in your entire life?
Because I've made up for it in Wendy's and Chipotle.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, the teachers union, I don't want one of the teachers unions in the state, they want to push the start of school back a month. Rather than start on time, start in October.
Yeah, and then what happens at the end of the year is my question. Are they going to get rid of breaks? Are they going to, like, what, okay, good plan, but what are the details?
Yeah, I don't have the details in front of me, but they want to push it back a month. Now, I'm totally in support of this because I think we should push it back a month, only because I'd rather them go to school later or shorten breaks or, I don't know, cram it in. I'd rather do that right now because I think there's a better chance of there being more than a 2-day-a-week school thing. And maybe they can go 4 days a week or even five if we push it back. Because we're so close in New York State. We are so close to being done with this stupid virus. Like, the numbers are so incredible. There were 400-some total cases statewide, like, in the last 24 hours or something like that. And I feel like if we push it back a month, then we might be able to just be like, okay, kids, let's get on the bus and go to school like normal. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah. How's that going to work?
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, there will still be rules.
I feel like that's going to be kind of canceled.
Yeah, probably. I mean, look, there will still be rules even if they go 5 days a week. I'm not saying it'll be the same. It's just, don't you think it'd be better to push it back a month, or do you think now just get into it?
I mean, wouldn't school districts be able to choose for themselves? In a perfect world?
I maybe, but I think they want everybody to, I know New York wants to everyone to kind of be on the same page or close to the same page.
Okay.
So that you're not having one district go and another go, you know what I mean? So it's not chaos out there.
And when you say push it back, do you mean start virtually?
No, I mean, well, they mean whatever the start date is, right? So that first or second week of September, push the actual start of school back a month before we decide to do these hybrid plans. And all. We might still have to do hybrid plans, but see what happens if we push it back a month if the country's in a better spot by then.
I say no, then, because... Okay.
I know, but why?
And
why?
The reasoning behind that is... Fine, if you want to push back physically going into school by a month, then you start with virtual learning. But I sure as hell know that I don't want my kids going to school into July. I don't want to be going to school into July.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get that.
And the thing is, and for our district, we are starting virtually.
Mm-hmm.
The kids won't be going back to school physically probably until September 29th.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to be starting virtually anyway and then moving into the implemented plans that their parents choose, whether they choose the 5 days a week mm-hmm. or completely virtual. Now, if more parents opt for the in-school learning, they might have to move to the hybrid plan just to make sure we keep social distancing. But yeah.
Okay. I was going to say that we decided to not send Rory in because they're starting right away. With 2 days a week. And initially we were like, yeah, we'll send him back. You know, nobody, he needs a socialization. And he does. But we've decided no. Our school district, you know, they're fine. They came out with their plan. 2 days, you know, for the... And we just decided that we just didn't... Like, one of the things they said is that parents will have to self-screen their kids before they go to school. And I'm like, that's...
Parents aren't going to do that.
No, they're not going to do it. Because they're going to be like, yeah, get your ass to school. Because they're, you know,
if they send their kids to school on a normal day when they're freaking germy and have fevers,
you know they're going to do it now, right? And so I'm sitting here like, I don't trust this. Are you guys crazy? You really think that parents are going to take? And it's nothing against other parents. Most parents are fine. It's not most parents that'll fail at this. And it'll even be parents who do self screen and their kids either lie, or their kids just don't notice, or they're asymptomatic and they have no idea.
So self-screen means what? Like take their temperature?
Yeah, take their temperature and ask 4 questions about, you know, how they're feeling today. Like, do they have a sore throat? Do they have a, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. Or ask the symptom stuff.
Solution, for bus riders at least, have the bus aide take a kid's temperature before you let them on the bus.
I don't think we have that. Is the thing.
What do you mean? Like, buses?
I mean, we have buses, but I don't think they're taking temperatures. Or anything like that.
No,
like,
that's what I mean. Like, this is just, I'm just saying, I'm just spitballing here. Yeah. I'm saying, you've got aides on a bus, give that aide, you know, gloves and a thermometer and some wipes and say, here, get the forehead scanner.
Right.
And take a kid's temperature before you let him get on the bus. Got a fever? Sorry. Back inside.
And I would feel better if that were the plan, but that doesn't seem to be the plan. And I'm like, well, I'm not, and me, my wife is the person who brought this up. She was, I'm like, oh, who cares? Send them. But the more she brought up the points, I'm like, oh, that's a good point that she was saying. Like, that's a stupid way, in our opinion, to think that you're going to screen kids going into school. So we just didn't feel good about that. And look, we are in a great school. I want to make it very clear. I don't want it to get out that we think our school district is dumb. I don't think our school district is stupid.
No.
We're just like, you know what? It sucks, but I'd rather keep them home and reevaluate month to month before we dive headfirst into this. And trust me, I would rather him go, because as we already know, sitting what will be a 6-year-old in front of a friggin' screen to try to learn from home is hard and is not going to be any fun for anybody. It's going to be tough. Trust me, I'd rather him go. But but we don't feel safe about it, and especially with a newborn, and especially with I'm an asthmatic, like especially all that stuff. So plus you're trusting the kids to wear their masks at all times. Good luck with young kids. I mean, I just don't think that it's terribly practical is all. And I would rather, I'd rather not take the chance and instead just hold off on it. And I would rather push it back personally, like I said, but I can see what you're saying though, too. I mean, if you just do it virtually, at least you're getting going and you're not doing school well into July.
That's what I mean. So here's a question. Okay, so I'm working as a TA. Mm-hmm. I just got an email from my principal at the school that I was at, saying that he was going to basically do what I did last year, which was they basically hire me month by month. You know, I'm going to be there the whole time unless a kid leaves. And I didn't even think about this, but I have asthma.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Would you go back to school if that was your job?
I mean, it's a tough call. You need the money.
It is.
You know, I mean, I'd protect as best as I can. I don't have an answer. I mean, it's a personal preference thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even on my best day, I was washing my hands last year dozens of times a day. And that was before this outbreak. And I make a point, you know, I carry hand sanitizer and I'm always, I mean, but yeah, with kids... I mean, like we've said before, school is a petri dish on its best day.
Yep.
So This is going to be
That's another reason. That's another reason I just don't trust it. I'd rather not send my son because I just don't see it as a good idea.
Although, if you listen to our president, though, kids practically don't even, they don't even have this. They don't ever get it. They don't transmit it. It's fine.
I don't know where he got off saying he doesn't transmit it, because they do friggin' transmit it to the people who are going to vote for you, by the way, Mr. President.
They're little carrier monkeys.
Yes. And I'm not sending them. For that reason alone, I'm not sending them. As you know, I started a new show in the Rochester called The Big Show. So I've been doing that. Thus the absence. It started last week, and I've been a little busy. It's my fault. It's not Amy's fault. It's my fault.
He's got a big boy job.
Something like that.
Meanwhile, I'm in my basement.
Nah. I trust. Yeah, that anyway. I have that built-in excuse though now. So yesterday, we had a meeting, the sales team, which is awesome. We have a great sales team. Tremendous sales team, no.
I was just thinking in my head the accent. Not even the accent, the imitation.
No one from China. No, I'm kidding. And we were supposed to all meet as a show with them. Because you gotta do that. When you have a new show, you want to meet with the sales team so they can, you know, feel you out and stuff like that. Yeah, I missed the meeting completely. It was one of those ones you call into. Yeah, I missed it completely. They're like, where the hell were you? Yeah, between the kids' diaper pail breaking, which was fun, to, you know, trying to help out around the house, trying to get the kids settled, trying to get myself woke up, trying to do. Yeah, no, I just missed the meeting. Thankfully, I'm not in big trouble. But it's funny because when you have a baby and very young kids, and I don't know what the shelf life on this is, but you can use that excuse for anything.
Oh, yeah.
And this is true. Like, I just had to deal with baby. Like, I really wasn't making it up. But if I could be anything else and I could lie about it. I could miss work things. I could miss a doctor's appointment. You know, it's the kids. You know, I had to do this and this. And, oh, okay, you have kids. I gotcha. Gotcha. You know, that makes sense. And it's amazing how that works.
Kid fell, split their chin.
Yeah.
You know. Kid threw up.
You could even not even get discreet and be like, you know, we had some things with a kid last night. Well, it happened. It's kind of private. It's just one of those things, you know, sometimes you got to be a dad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And you got
to
do
it. And
you
almost have to say that because people will ask.
Oh, yeah, they will. And it's
people will. Yeah.
And it's none of their business. Even as, but
no. I was having a minor procedure and didn't want to talk about it. And I told the school secretary one day, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be out that day because of this. She's like, oh, what's it for? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, it's, and kind of like, you know, do the hand and like, it's, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, no, we don't know. Don't ask.
Yeah.
It's
fine to ask and all. Don't get me wrong. It is fine to ask.
Oh, yeah. But don't expect me to go into gory detail.
No, but that's the beauty part of when you have young kids is you can just milk this if you need to for anything, especially when it comes to things you don't want to go to and not work-related things. It can be social things. It can be whatever. And you can be like, oh, yeah, sorry I couldn't make it to the kids. And I'm just wondering, what's the shelf
couldn't
like
find
on
a
that?
Sitter.
Yeah, couldn't. That's a good one. Couldn't find a sitter. Sitter bowed out at the last minute. Sitter was there whole time. You guys go on a date night. You know, whatever it may be. And I'm just like, I imagine up until about 10, maybe 12, is like the max shelf life on when you can use the I have kids excuse for why you can't go to things.
No, teenagers.
Because they have other stuff.
You can use that and accept. Well, and that's when you say to them, well, you know how 14-year-olds are.
Oh, my God, Amy, that's brilliant. Because teenagers, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they've
this
got
is great.
Sports. They've got, you know, theater. They've got band concerts. Oh, yeah. And then always that, well, you know how 16-year-old girls are. You know how 17-year-old boys are.
And
like,
you can just, I mean, honestly, I feel like I can use that until they're like 25. You know how 25-year-old men are. They're awful. You know,
well,
they always need something.
You realize that their brains aren't fully developed till they're like 23, right? So they're on their insurance till they're 26.
So I say 26 is the excuse. 26. You can use the kid card until the cows come home. I like that. But
no. And then they have kids.
Oh, grandkids.
You know, my grandson has a performance. My granddaughter got sick. My daughter has to work. I'm stepping in. Oh, yeah. You're set for life.
You know, I think you're right. That's a beautiful thing. And the thing is, I'm not going to say I've never abused it, but when it comes to work, I don't abuse it. Like I would have never missed this meeting on purpose.
No,
it just happened. It really was kid related.
Especially when it's like a call in thing. It's not like you have to be, if you had to be there at a certain time,
right,
you wouldn't have forgotten, but because it was a call in thing,
yep,
life gets in the way. You lose track of time and you go, oh God.
Oh God is right. Oh, well, sorry. I missed the meeting, everybody. For the kids. Amy, if I can start on what we learned today on the show. I learned there are keto pee strips. So that's a thing. So enjoy your keto pee strips that you're using. And I'm happy for you. And you do look wonderful. I'm happy for your progress.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It is not a replacement for good habits or a scale or a measuring tape or whatever, but it's a nice little tool to have in your back pocket as like a, oh, okay, see, I am going in the right direction here.
Sure. All right. What did you learn on the show today?
That teachers unions are talking about pushing school back.
Yep. I would like it if we could just be done with this COVID stuff, because I really don't want. I know I'm saying what everybody wishes to.
Men,
you can want in one hand, crap in the other, see which one fills up first, right? So there you go.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. We will hopefully be back tomorrow. I'm kind of thinking, Amy, at this point, it's whenever we can do it, which will be as often or as not often as we can, just because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, daddy gets busy over here. I have kids, after all. use that excuse for our show.
Me too.
We should be back tomorrow. So thank you for listening. Thanks to Rockbox Recording. Thank you to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that fun stuff. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.